Meanwhile, our challenge is going down a storm. The number of people from all over the county and beyond who are phoning with Kent connections to Elvis today.
Most certainly are. Andrew called in to say he has been a member of the Elvis Presley fan club for the last 10 years.
Oh.
You ever been tempted to take a hike to Nashville, Marsh?
I would love to go just once. I would love to go and have a wander around Graceland. Oh, so I think you must do that, mustn't you?
I think everyone should do that. I tell you what, I wonder if Dave Quinn's ever done that, because he's an Elvis impersonator, you know, from Dartford.
Is that right? Well, I guess he probably has done it. If anybody's going to do it, he's the guy. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, man. How's it going?
Hey, that's very good.
Just missing rock and roll right here, man. I'm shaking my hips at this second.
God, it could be Elvis, couldn't it? Dave, that is excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. So you're much better than anything we've ever done. How long have you impersonated the King?
I've been doing Elvis. Came on for 2 years now, about a year and a half.
Right.
And it's really great fun. It's a real good thing to do. You know, I always wanted to do Elvis. I've been a big Elvis fan. And you're always worried about what people think. And then when you get up there and the crowd are with you, it's magic.
Because at the end of the day, you know, it's the music, isn't it?
Absolutely. The music comes on. You put the outfit on. You get the moves. And they're there.
So what outfit do you wear? Which era of Elvis?
Popular outfit. It's got to be the Vegas outfit, you know, with all the sparkles and glitter and shine, and it catches the lights when you come out.
I've spoken with Elvis impersonators in the past, and they can spend hundreds and sometimes thousands of pounds on the costumes they wear.
Absolutely right, yeah. I had mine specially made for me.
Did you?
Yeah, by a seamstress, so it's made to measure. Sharon Newell made it for me. It's really good. Really good. Like, people can't believe it.
So what sort of functions do you do? I guess you do corporate stuff, weddings, special events?
Yeah, sure enough, I do corporate stuff, weddings. I do lots of work for charity. I was working for charity last weekend at Dartford Park.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there was cancer research, raising money there, and they were walking around the track all night long, and I was singing to entertain those guys there. That was good. And I really started off doing charity work. I was working in the shopping centre at Dartford, the Orchards.
Yeah, I know.
And, yeah, you know it?
Yeah.
And I was there singing, and I raised some money for Peru. I put some CDs together, sold 75 CDs, and made some money for Peru, children in Peru.
That's not bad.
It was really good fun. I'm always keen to do work like that. I don't mind. I do private functions, and I really enjoy myself.
And you've helped out raising money for the tsunami appeal? And
yeah, that's right. I did, yeah. I did that with one of the councillors at Dartford, and did a show there. That was really good fun.
Yeah, good stuff. So what do you do? Because Elvis has such a huge back catalogue.
He does.
And you only have a limited performance time. What do you cram in, Dave?
I cram in so much, really. I don't speak too much because people really want to hear the music, you know.
Yeah.
I do things like Hound Dog, All Shook Up, Don't Be Cruel. There's just Now and Never. There's just loads of them that people like. Wooden Heart, Surrender.
Do you do The Wonder of You?
Yeah, I did The Wonder of You.
Oh,
it's a very, very popular song. I normally do it near the end because it's so popular, everyone goes mad.
Yeah.
They shake their hands around. Mm. Yeah, so that's good fun.
So
I'll give you an exclusive here now.
Come on,
mate. I'm going to soon be showing other people how to be Elvis.
Well, you're starting an Elvis school, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to start an Elvis school up, man, and they're going to be rocking and rolling. They're going to be shaking their hips, and they're going to be out there covering the world.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a call from Bahrain to book me up over there. I'm really pleased about that. And I've done a show in a short show in New York, and I'm hoping to go over there again and do another one, a big one.
And the school, the Elvis school, will that be based here in Kent? Will
yeah,
be...
definitely. Oh, in Kent, yeah.
Brilliant.
I'll keep you informed if you want.
Would you? Yeah, please do so. If in the meantime people would like to check you out, tell us about your website, The Elvis Singer.
Okay, yeah, sure. They can check me out on the website. The website is theelvissinger.com. They can email me if they want to. Should I give you the email address?
Please do, yeah.
It's theelvissingeruk@aol.com. And they'll hear some music on the website there, and they'll get a taste of the feel of it, and go from there.
Just say thank you very much for us, Dave, would you?
Thank you very much, man. No, what a pleasure, man. Well, thank you so much.
Brilliant. Dave Quinn, thank you for joining us.
All right, thanks
for
being
part of the challenge. Cheers. What about that?
Bye.
What a guy. I love that, didn't you? Very good.